Open Pulpits to Abdu'l-Bahá. May 1, 1912, Chicago. The Chicago Evening American. Bahá'íst High Priest here on mission of universal peace. In the sacerdotal robes of the Master of the Bahá'í Movement, with the deep penetrating eyes of the Prophet of old, looking very much the sort of biblical patriarch that Doré might have painted, Abdu'l-Bahá continued today to grant audiences in Chicago to his followers. Christian ministers have opened their pulpits to Abdu'l-Bahá, and on the invitation of Reverend Joseph A. Milburn, he will preach next Sunday at 11 a.m. in the Plymouth Congregational Church, 2535 Michigan Avenue. Sunday evening, he will occupy Jenkins Lloyd Jones pulpit of All Souls Church, Oakwood Boulevard, and Langley Avenue. In his suite at the Plaza Hotel, the distinguished Persian teacher was the object of reverential obeisance on the part of Persian and American followers who gathered there, with women gowned in blue robes and turbans, the men garbed in flowing robes and fezes. His rooms had the appearance of an Oriental court. When the apostle of worldwide religion entered the reception room, there was a hush and all rose respectfully. He motioned them to be seated, accompanying the gesture with a few words in Persian. A lofty, deeply furrowed brow was surmounted by a cream-colored turban. His beard is almost white. His eyes, deep sunken beneath his shaggy eyebrows, flashed the vigor of a man who, despite his 70 years, might be said to have no age. Though his followers call him the Master, he named himself the Servant. Dr. Amin Farid, his nephew, acted as interpreter when the Master received the newspaper men. Through him, he explained that the teachings of Baha'ism were the broad general principles of religion which all creeds and nationalities could accept. It has for its object a universal religion, a worldwide brotherhood of man, and international peace, he said. To the reporter of the Chicago American, Abdu'l-Bahá said he recalled meeting in New York Mrs. Ella Wheeler Wilcox, whose writings on the subject of Oriental religions, following a tour of the world, attracted widespread attention and comment.